Well, here we are again. Labas and good afternoon. This is Kęstutis Deividas for Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. It's the middle of January, and you can also listen to us live on the internet anywhere in the world at simplyktym.com.
Prabyla paukščiai ir pakvimpa rytas. Atrodytų toks pats, kaip tūkstančiai matytų. Tik mirti regis dar labiau nesinori, minutę dar gyvent, atsikvipoti oru. Kažkodėl sodresnis spalvos ir žmonės brangesni.
You know, that style of music that we just heard that little excerpt from, you know, dainuojama poezija, they call it, you know, singing poetry. That was Skylė, you know, featuring Aistė Smilgevičiūtė and her husband, who writes a lot of the music. He was singing that. You know, if you don't understand Lithuanian, I just need to tell you, it's just so beautiful. This is a song about the partizane, about the freedom fighters, and someone's been injured, shot, and he's dying, and he's talking about how everything seems more vibrant, everything I look at seems to have more color, everyone else seems to be more alive as he is fading away. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that opening piece here on Independent Lithuanian Radio, and I hope you keep listening. Want to take this opportunity to thank those of you who keep supporting us, even though our days are numbered here at Independent Lithuanian Radio at KTYM. The Paplauskas family, Alma and Stasys Paplauskai, gave us a very generous donation, and they are always consistent supporters. Rimas Dapšys, who lives up by right by Parapija, you know Rimas Dapšys, you see him there all the time. He also wrote us a nice, generous check, and is also a consistent supporter. And Antanina Petraitienė and Jūrate Šepikas. Jūrate Šepikas lives out in Granada Hills. Her and her mother gave us another generous donation. So thank you all for supporting us here at Independent Lithuanian Radio. Let me make a comment that we really, really need your help, because our days are numbered here on the air, and we are like $1,200 in the hole, okay? And that's not to say that, you know, we're not going to pay our bills. I've contributed myself every now and then just to keep us afloat when needed. So it's not just you, it's you and me. I do the show, I buy the tapes, I take the time to tape it, I use the gasoline to take the tape down to the radio station on Saturday morning, but I can't do it all alone. We really, really need your help. Now, we've been told by the station, you know, I've talked to you about the fact that the station was going to be sold in the summer, then it got put off till the new year. Now they're talking about at least one more quarter, maybe more. I can't operate this way, okay? It's getting to be too difficult. So we're going to do a sign-off show sometime in March. Okay, sometime in March, maybe using the theme of Kovo Vienuolikta, which is March 11th, which is when Lithuania declared its independence originally, and when we had a meeting and decided to come up with a concept to broadcast in English so we could reach a wider audience, reach the second and third generations, called Independent Lithuanian Radio. And it all came from March 11th, Kovo Vienuolikta when Landsbergis was appointed president by Sąjūdis. He was appointed. He was never elected. He was appointed president by Sąjūdis and declared Lithuania independent way back in 1990. So we've been doing this for a long time, almost 25 years. And, you know, perhaps we should just take this opportunity to quit sometime in March. But we got to pay our bills. So I need your help. Okay? Even though we're going away, I need your help. Please don't forget us. Pull out your checkbook and write a check to Independent Lithuanian Radio. I've never taken a penny. No one's ever taken a penny. No one's ever been compensated for any of this. This has all been volunteer work from the very beginning till now. Okay? But we need to pay the radio station for the time. And when you consider it's the LA market, and it's only like $150 a week because they stream the audio now. It's not expensive. It doesn't seem expensive, you know. All of Los Angeles, $150 a week. But add up the weeks, and it's thousands of dollars a year. So please, pull out your checkbook and write a check out to Independent Lithuanian Radio. And send it to 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard. That's 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard. I'm going to repeat that. You need to have a pen or pencil handy. Independent Lithuanian Radio, 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90404. That's Santa Monica, California, 90404. And we will acknowledge your donation on the air. So one more time, just because we're going away doesn't mean we don't pay our bills. And we hope that you understand that and find it in your heart and in your soul to donate $25, $50, $100, $200 to Independent Lithuanian Radio, 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90404. Thank you all so much. And here's a story to share with you that just keeps going on and on and on, and it's depressing, but it's important that we're aware of it, and hopefully soon it'll bottom out and turn the other way. What can I say? Lithuania's population decreased by 21,000 people last year. Lithuania's population decreased by 21,000 last year. According to the statistics, Lithuanian estimates, approximately 1,963,000 people live in urban areas. 11,600 or 0.06% fewer at the beginning of 2014. The number of people living in rural areas is 958,000 or 10,000 or 1% less than 2014. They also found that the birth rate increased in Lithuania at 31,300 births. That's the new. That's the good news. Unfortunately, they'll probably grow up and be 16 or 17 and leave and go try to work somewhere else. But that's 16 or 17 years away. Who knows? But anyway, the birth rate increased to 31,300 births registered in 2014. That's 1,400 more than in 2013. However, overall, the population continued to decrease. And there were 8,900 more deaths than births. There was very little change in the immigration rate. It changed insignificantly. And the net international migration rate remained negative. 38,500 people emigrated from Lithuania in 2014, while 25,900 immigrated. When compared with the figures for 2013, there were 347 fewer people emigrated while 3,800 more people immigrated. However, the net migration rate has been consistently improving since 2011 as more and more people decide to return to Lithuania. That's the only good news. The latest figures show that Latvia's population has dipped under the 2 million mark for the first time since the 1950s. According to the Latvian Central Statistics Service, in December 2014, there were approximately 1,989,500 people living in the country, representing a decline of about 500,000 in the last 20 years. Estonia's population last year was estimated at 1,275,921. So, of course, Estonia is the smallest. Lithuania and Latvia are pretty close. I mean, we have countries here that have Baltic countries that have less people than live in the city of Los Angeles. Of course, spread over a larger territorial area. Lithuania is basically depopulating. And, you know, again, I mentioned how when I travel there, the good news is when you go out in the country, it's beautiful. You're alone. You see animals. You know, that's the good news. The bad news is the young people are all leaving and their parents are all depressed. And, of course, finally, the weather before we take a break. You know, we practically had a heat wave in Lithuania. And I'm not kidding around. 43 degrees on Wednesday. Last Wednesday, it was 43 degrees. By Thursday, it had fallen to 35, and Friday, 36, Saturday, 36. But anyway, temperatures above freezing. Tomorrow, it'll be 35. Monday, 33, and then we will dip below freezing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania.
Kai akmenys broliai tau pasaką sakė į virpantį orą pyrėjo ruduo ant smilgo blakstienų nutūpus plaštakė kuždėjo į ausį brolau neišduok. Now
that was Aiste Smilgevičiūtė from Skylė, which we heard earlier. Again, for those of you who don't understand Lithuanian, basically the theme is that don't be a traitor. She's speaking, singing, of course, but, you know, in the story is it's going to get tough. It's tough already. You're sleeping, you know, you're using rocks as a pillow. And when they start hitting you in the head with rocks, don't give away your friends. Do not be a traitor. Beautiful stuff from Aiste Smilgevičiūtė and the band known as Skylė, which translates to hole, like a hole in the wall. Skylė. Hey, and we just got our mail in today. Look at that. And I have another donation to Independent Lithuanian Radio. For a substantial amount of money, very generous, one of our more generous donations, and it comes from the American Lithuanian National Center on Glendale Boulevard, also known as Totene Namai, and they include Christmas and New Year's greetings. Every year, they give us a pretty substantial check. I kind of forgot, quite frankly, but I really want to thank them. It's a great place. It's a great place for our community. It's a place that a lot of community events are held and meetings are held. and used to be the home of the old Lithuanian credit union. Anyway, American Lithuanian National Center, Totne Namai on Glendale Boulevard in Los Angeles. Acho, acho, acho. Thank you very much. Dekoyama. Also this earlier this week on Wednesday, I had the pleasure of meeting, though briefly, with the Džiugas cheese people. Džiugas cheese. If you've been to Lithuania, you know that it's considered one of the high-end quality cheeses in Lithuania. That's their main product. They make a couple of other dairy type things, and like a meat roll rolled in cheese and things like that. But anyway, their representatives were out here visiting, and they have a local rep now who or a local PR attorney person who is repping them, and they're trying to find distributors for Džiugas cheese. Now, we have Eurodelimart Lituanica on Yale and Santa Monica Boulevard. Yale and Santa Monica Boulevard, that's exactly 28 blocks from the beach, at the corner of Yale and Santa Monica Boulevard. That's all you need to know. And we have a pretty nice little selection of various Lithuanian products. But we there's only one place in town that we can find Džiugas cheese, and they always seem to run short, and it's way out in the far end of the San Fernando Valley, you know, past Bob Hope Airport and all that stuff. So it's kind of a hassle for us to get it, or we go down there and they're out of it. But we want you to know that Džiugas is actively looking for distributors in Southern California and the United States. But, you know, right now they were hitting Los Angeles. Unfortunately, they couldn't stay long. They were only here for a day. But I gave them some referrals of some of our wholesalers and some distributors. So maybe we'll be lucky enough, you know, over the course of time to be carrying Džiugas cheese. Because I know many of you have come in and asked about it and say, how come you don't have it? And, you know, like I say, there's nothing we can do about it right now. When we can get it, we get it, but it tends to go quick. You know, people tend to snap it up and then it disappears. But anyway, nice people. They're based out of Telšė, so it's in right in the middle of Hara Žemaitija, based out of Telšė, and they also have a processing plant in Klaipėda and I believe Šilutė. So they're a big and growing company, very popular in Lithuania. Some of the best cheese you'll ever get from Central Europe, Džiugas cheese. Gosh, I'm getting stuff late today. I just got an email that there's a Lithuanian teachers conference this Saturday, okay, this weekend at St. Casimir's Parish. And so that's the Lithuanian Teachers Conference. And Sabonis, you know, famous Sabonis, I think a Hall of Famer, basketball player, giant of a man, used to play for the USSR and then played for the first Lithuanian Olympic team. His son, okay, his son will be playing this weekend for Gonzaga University at Loyola Marymount University men's basketball. So it's Loyola Marymount University men's basketball, LMU versus Gonzaga Loyola Marymount University at the Albert Gersten Pavilion, 1 Loyola Marymount University Drive. Doors open at 11:30. And the event is at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you get there by noon, you'll be fine to get parking and all that. That's Tuesday, January, I'm sorry, Saturday, January 17th. January 17th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Albert Gersten Pavilion at Loyola, Marymount University. At 1 Loyola Marymount University Drive. Just call Loyola Marymount University for directions or any other information you want. You know, Google them or call information. And the game starts at 1 o'clock, so I advise you get there at 11:45, 12 o'clock, so you have plenty of time to park and get yourself a good seat and see Sabonis, our famous Lithuanian basketball player. See his son participate in the game for Gonzaga, Loyola Marymount University. Okay. And this just in, too, on the 18th, this Sunday, the ambassador from Lithuania, Žygimantas Pavilionis, is coming to Los Angeles to visit. He's in Washington. He's coming to L.A. to look for office space for real consulate here in Los Angeles. They want to have a real consulate. Now we have an honorary consul, and Diva's doing a great job, but I guess they're going to set up a real consulate office here in Los Angeles. This isn't going to happen overnight, but he's coming to Los Angeles to talk about getting office space. So that'll be probably about 12:30 in the afternoon. In the bottom hall of St. Casimir's Parish facilities, okay? St. Casimir's Parish Hall, the bottom hall, the smaller hall, okay? And he's going to talk about a new council. He'll answer your questions. And if anybody knows of any upscale office space, not expensive, I mean, you know, we don't want to go to Beverly Hills and pay, you know, $4 or $5 a square foot. But if anybody knows or owns any reasonably nice upscale office space, show up, make them an offer, or at least hear them out and get in touch with them later. So that'll be Ambassador Žygimantas Pavilionis coming this Sunday, the 18th, probably at about 12:30, we'll be speaking in the lower hall at St. Casimir's Parish grounds at the corner of Griffith Park Boulevard and St. George Streets. And it'll be wonderful to have a local consulate. So this is big news. This is big news for the community. And he speaks perfect English, too, by the way, so you don't have to worry about communicating with him. If you have any questions, you know, just hit him one-on-one in English, or if you have any ideas for him or suggestions, please bring them with you. And here's a little update on the war manual that Lithuania is printing. Worried about Russia? Lithuania says keep calm and read the war manual. This is out of Vilnius. It's a Reuters story that came out late Thursday. Lithuania is publishing a manual to advise its citizens on how to survive a war on its soil as concerns grow that Russia's intervention in Ukraine heralds increased assertiveness in its tiny Baltic neighbors. This is a quote from there. We didn't have any quotes in the earlier story. Keep a sound mind, don't panic, and don't lose clear thinking, the manual explains. Gunshots just outside your window are not the end of the world. The manual, which the Defense Ministry will send to libraries next week and also distribute at army events, says Lithuanians should resist foreign occupation with demonstrations and strikes, or, quote, at least doing your job worse than usual. Do you see that advice? Do your job worse than usual, because you're under occupation, so they don't want you working too hard or too efficiently. In the event of invasion, the manual says Lithuanians should organize themselves through Twitter and Facebook and attempt cyber attacks against the enemy. Remember that Lithuania spent much of the last century incorporated into the Soviet Union, along with Latvia and Estonia, and quickly joined NATO and the EU after 1991. It is increasingly worried about Russia, not least because of a military drill in the Russian enclave of Kaliningrad last month that featured 9,000 soldiers and more than 55 naval vessels. quote, "The examples of Georgia and Ukraine, which both lost a part of their territory, show us that we cannot rule out a similar kind of situation here and that we need to be ready," according to Defense Minister Juozas Olekas. The Lithuanian Army and its paramilitary reserve force have seen increased recruitment since the crisis in Ukraine. So that's a good thing. People are signing up. "When Russia started its aggression in Ukraine, here in Lithuania, our citizens understood that our neighbor is not friendly," Olekas added. "The government is also considering requiring all future buildings to incorporate bomb shelters on the premises." Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine last year, of course, and Western governments say they have overwhelming evidence that it is supplying troops and weaponry to pro-Russian separatists who have seized parts of eastern Ukraine. And the accusation that it's an accusation that Moscow to this very day denies. Now, another little sidebar. I am not putting down anybody. I don't want anybody to lose business. Cut your best deal. Money is money. Okay? But there are some specials for this spring for flights to Lithuania. And I noticed that they're under $1,000. Okay? And I went, whoa, I'm going to sign up. I'm going to go to Lithuania for Easter. $999 from Los Angeles. All right? However, it's on Aeroflot. I looked up Aeroflot, and Aeroflot is 51% owned by the Russian government. In other words, Putin owns Aeroflot. The other 49% is owned by some ridiculously wealthy oligarch. So I'm passing on that. If I go, I'll pay $1,200 or $1,300 and fly Lufthansa. Not a penny of my money is going to Russia if I can help it. Well, once again, we're coming up into the last minute of our programming or so, and I want to remind you that I want to thank you for listening, whether you've been listening for 6 months or 6 years or 25 years that we've been on the air. I've decided that we're going to call it quits at the end of the first quarter. So sometime in March, we're going to do our last show. And I talked a little bit about that in the beginning of the program. I'm reminding you again. But we are quite indebted to the station because I did not solicit funds this summer thinking that we were going off the air in the summer. So we've sort of gotten ourselves in a hole. So we need your help. We need you to be generous if you can. But every penny counts, whether it's $10 or $100 or $250 or whatever you can do. You know, send me $25. Send me $50. Independent Lithuanian Radio. Take out your checkbook now or you're going to forget. Independent Lithuanian Radio, 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90404. That's Independent Lithuanian Radio, 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90404. And don't forget Euro Delimart Lithuanica, open 7 days a week at 2838 Santa Monica Boulevard. That's the corner of Santa Monica Boulevard and Yale. You'll find a nice selection of Lithuanian food, organic rye bread, ice cream, dadu, all kinds of stuff, herring. And it's 28 blocks from the beach, corner of Yale and Santa Monica Boulevards. 7 days a week, shortened hours on Sunday, only 9 to 5. Otherwise, we're open till 8 or 9 o'clock at night, depending on the day of the week. Okay? Thanks again for listening. Tune in to our last month and a half or two of shows. Thank you. Ačiū. Bye-bye.
Mes akmenų kareiviai ir stačiau vestie pasikinkė žaibą glosto mėnesie. Mes sutemų pilotai pilnatį užaugę vėjom nubučiuoti šempio veidę raigio geležinės pievos rūtų nenuskydų. Kur gi mūsų dievas, kad jis nesimintų? Ir žiebti ugnį, ištekai nušalo.